in our sources.
Excerpt 11.
Excerpt number 11. Please, go ahead.
From Bala Sulam, Shamati 42. What is the acronym Elul in the work? It is impossible to obtain disclosure before one receives the discernment of Achoraim, posterior, discerned as concealment of the face, and to say that it is as important to him as the disclosure of the face. It means that one should be in gladness, as though one has already acquired the disclosure of the face. However, one cannot persist and appreciate the concealment like the disclosure, except when one works in bestowal. At that time, one can say, I do not care what I feel during the work, because what is important for me is that I want to bestow upon the Creator. If the Creator understands that He will have more contentment if I work in the form of Achoraim, I agree. However, if one still has flickers of reception, one comes to thoughts, and it is then hard for him to believe that the Creator leads the world in the matter of good that does good. This is the meaning of the letter Yud in the name Havaya, which is the first letter called a black point that has no white in it, meaning it is all darkness and concealment of the face. It means that when one comes to a state where one has no support, one's state becomes black, which is the lowest discernment in the upper world. And that becomes the ketel to the lower one, as the vessel of ketel is a vessel of bestowal. The lowest discernment in the upper one is malchut, which has nothing of its own, meaning that she does not have anything, and only in this matter is it called malchut. It means that if one assumes the kingdom of heaven, which is in a state of not having anything, gladly, afterwards it becomes keter, which is a vessel of bestowal and the purest kli. In other words, the reception of malchut in a state of darkness subsequently becomes a kli of keter, which is a vessel of bestowal.
Today? No. Well, next excerpt.
Excerpt 12. Excerpt 12 from Bala Sulam, letter 5. I rejoice in those revealed corruptions and the ones that are being revealed. I do regret, though, and complain about the corruptions that still haven't appeared, but which are destined to appear. For hidden corruption is hopeless, and its surfacing is a great salvation from heaven. The rule is that one does not give what he does not have. So if it appears now, there is no doubt that it was here to begin with, but it was hidden. This is why I'm happy when they come out of their holes, because when you cast your eye on them, they become a pile of bones.